1401 Old St. Augustine Road, 1 mile south of I-295 in the Mandarin community. Bible study at 9:30, worship at 10:30. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about an issue today that I believe is prevalent and relevant to our understanding of what is happening. I'm calling it Revolution on the Horizon. We witnessed a revolution at the ballot box on the 5th of November. We're now witnessing further revolution taking place in relationship to morals, ethics, and values. We're talking about fundamental biblical moral ethics and values that I believe America needs to return to. And from all of the indications that we're seeing today, that is the potential with the Trump administration. Let me read you an article that was given just before the election. It says, election fact check. Trump, Harris on transgender issues. Millions of dollars from the Republican groups and figures are being poured into anti-transgender ads criticizing policies that support the trans community, despite these issues being among the least important concerns motivating voters headed into for election, according to the recent Gallup poll. The LGBTQ advocates fear the intensified campaign will sow fear and hate against groups that make up less than 1% of the adult population, per the analysis of the Centers for Disease and Prevention data, and which already experiences high rates of discrimination and violence, supposedly. After the election, Trans America will have to deal with the dangerous fallout from the shameful lies and misinformation that far too many politicians and political candidates are intentionally spreading. In the ads, former President Donald Trump's campaign said that he will end transgender care in prisons, jails, and restrict access to gender-affirming care and transgender participation in sports and much more. In interviews, Vice President Kamala Harris, who has been touted, or had been now, touted as some of the LGBTQ groups being part of the most pro-LGBTQ administration, has said that she will follow the law when it comes to transgender care, and has expressed support for the Equality Act, a bill that would protect LGBTQ Americans from any discrimination. And it goes on and on, as I'd call it, blah, 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 blah. The point being, it was the article comparing the LGBTQ sodomite agenda with Kamala Harris and the Biden administration and what President Trump said that he would do in the future. I'm looking at another headline. Biden-Harris, HHS, that's the Health and Human Services, is blathering about transgenderism this week. The Biden-Harris HHS, under the current leadership of Javier Becerra, provided the incoming administration with a reminder of the Herculean task of reform now set before Kennedy, Robert Fitzgerald Kennedy Jr., a propaganda piece on social media signaling support both for the medicalized transgenderism and the notion that some men and women are non-binary. In addition to reminding the public that radical gender and ideology informs the current HHS pseudoscience stance and activist policies, something Trump intends to remedy immediately. And the Post set Kennedy's apparent health priorities in a greater relief. Rather than waste time, money, and energy, including the delusions of those suffering from body dysphoria, Kennedy has signaled that he will actually try to improve their health and health of the nation by the disease, from any disease epidemic. Kennedy said in his response to the Trump's announcement, quote, I will look forward to working with the more than 80,000 employees at HHS to free the agencies from the smoldering cloud of corporate capture so that can pursue their mission to make America once again healthiest people on the earth. Quote, I don't think children are can genuinely consent to the proposed castration drugs that is being used today, end quote. So, ladies and gentlemen, one of the things that Trump is doing in his revolution that he's causing by being elected, and now with those that he's appointing, you see, the thing that's causing the left to scream with their hair on fire is because they know that they know that they know. People like Matt Gaetz, people like Pete Hegseth, people like Robert Fitzgerald Kennedy Jr., will come into office and they will upset the little apple cart that's been so rosy for so many years through the previous administration of Obama, and then with Biden. Now Trump is saying we're going to change things. Now some might say, well, why didn't Trump do that in his first time in office? Listen, when Trump was inaugurated in January 2017, we had the House, the Senate, and the Oval Office just as we do now. And because of Kevin McCarthy and Paul Ryan, Trump could not do what he wanted to do. They were rhinos. And that's the thing that causes me fear and anxiety more than anything else, is the handful of rhinos that we have in the House and the Senate that will prevent Trump from carrying out what God has called Trump to do. But Trump is on the cutting edge of saying he's going to stop the LGBTQ sodomite agenda. Trump says he's going to stop boys going into bathrooms of little girls. President Trump says that he's going to stop biological male gendered people being into the girls' sports across America. It's devastating and destroying the girls' and women's sports agenda even today. Ladies and gentlemen, listen, for the past 4 years under the Biden administration, we have witnessed the complete collapse of morals, ethics, values, the foundation stones of America foundation. The foundation that we have built on biblical concepts and precepts of morals and values and ethics. Focus has been, in the past 4 years, focus has been on the LGBTQ agenda. Every aspect of government and by law or executive order, these sodomite agendas have been carried out. Now in our schools, in the kindergarten through college and university, being forced upon the students. Our educational system today is the lowest it's been in the history of education. And yet through the educational department, Department of Education, U.S. Department of Education, we're finding the promulgation, the push, and the inculcation of these moral, ethical, unethical, immoral standards are being promulgated and pushed onto our students. A child, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 years old, cannot rightly consent to be castrated or in some way have healthy body parts cut off, as is being pushed by the Biden administration and being carried out. Thousands upon thousands upon thousands have had their lives totally changed, their bodies modified, what will cause them to depend upon Big Pharma for the rest of their lives. 46% of the suicide rate is 46% higher under that in that category than with others, and yet it's been pushed, promulgated, and paid for by tax dollars through the Harris-Biden administration. Today, ladies and gentlemen, biological males parading around and claiming to be females are allowed to compete in the women's sports and go into the girls' bathrooms, locker rooms, and shower rooms and cause harm or danger and possible death as a result of it. Ladies and gentlemen, under the Harris-Biden administration, even the military has been forced to recruit soldiers based on sexual perversion, sexual orientation, and not on military strength. And I could go on and on and on. I think it's time for there to be a tectonic change. I think it's time for us to go back to some modicum of biblical norms and values and ethics in America. I think we need to recognize what God says in relationship to that being a sin. We'll talk about that in a moment. But ladies and gentlemen, President Donald Trump has openly stated, he's openly committed that on day one, by executive order, he would reverse the Biden administration's perversion, especially under Title IX, that destroys the boys and girls in our schools with the open bathroom policy, open shower and locker room policy. Trump's committed to keeping males out of female sports, to keep men out of women's showers and locker rooms and dressing rooms. Listen, at one time, the sodomite transsexual agenda with the LGBTQ, at one time, back in the 70s, early 70s in particular, when this first began to be recognized, the sodomites were saying, we just want to be left alone. We don't want to be pummeled with lawsuits and bothered. Just leave us alone. Now, it's not just leave us alone. The sodomite agenda today is to not only compel moral, ethical citizens to recognize them, but to embrace them and to celebrate their sin. And under the Harris-Biden administration, that has been promulgated and pushed to the point today that it's a stench in the nostrils of God. Across America, county after county and state after state introduced and passed legislation called the Human Rights Ordinances. We have them right here in the city of Jacksonville in Duval County. And it's my prayer, ladies and gentlemen, if I can just reach out there on a limb, it's my prayer that through the Trump administration that there will be federal laws that will even make it illegal to live up to with what our city councils in the past have done with the Human Reprobate Ordinance that's been passed that allows boys to go into girls' bathrooms in our schools here in Duval County, ladies and gentlemen, and to force the issue where the sodomites seem to think that somehow, some way, they can demand something and get it because the politicians are afraid to confront the sodomites. You say, well, you know, that's a harsh term. The word sodomites used, sodomy and sodomites used 38 times in the Bible. God's not afraid to use it. We ought not to be afraid to use it. And it's a push today. In fact, I'm looking at a headline that says, Mace, that's Nancy Mace, Republican representative from the state of South Carolina. Headline, Mace eyes legislation banning trans women from restrooms in federal buildings. Nancy Mace plans the legislation that would prohibit trans women from using women's restrooms and changing rooms in all federal buildings, going further than a resolution Monday to bar transgender women from the Capitol facilities. She goes on to say, I'm working on legislation that would ban it on federal property, Mace told reporters Tuesday morning. The bill would also apply to all schools in America. If you're a school that is funded by the federal government, this shouldn't go on in the schools, Representative Mace said. Asked about details of her proposal, Mace said she is absolutely going to expand her initial resolution, which aims to prohibit members, officers, and employees of the House from using single-sex facilities that correspond with their gender identity. Mace's new bill could run afoul of the Biden administration's latest change of Title IX, the federal civil rights law preventing sex discrimination in schools and in educational programs that receive federal funding. Article further says the administration's new rule, which the Education Department finalized in April of this year, forbids policies that categorically ban transgender students from school bathrooms that align with their gender identity. Federal judges have blocked the changes, which do not apply to athletes in at least 26 states, and the Supreme Court in August denied Biden's administration request to partially reinstate these new rules. President-elect Donald Trump has promised to roll back all the latest interpretation of Title IX on day one of his presidency, though fully reversing and replacing the Biden administration changes could take some time. The only thing that violates Title IX are men being in women's spaces, Nancy Mace said Tuesday, and I'm going to put a stop to this bull, as she called it, and the insanity that goes with it. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. What say you? Do you think Nancy Mace is right? Is she wrong? Do you think something should be modified or changed in some fashion? Do you think a law like that is needed to preserve and protect the morals, ethics, and values in the United States of America and to protect our children and our grandkids in the public school system? Ladies and gentlemen, another headline. Trans individual apparently threatened to kill Nancy Mace over the bill barring men from women's restrooms. Republican Nancy Mace of South Carolina was apparently threatened by a man who identifies as transgender after the congresswoman proposed legislation that required individuals to use the restroom that corresponded with their biological sex. In a social media post, the transgender individual who goes by the name of Venus apparently threatened to kill Mace as well as other activists who are outspoken against transgenderism. Listen, I'm going to read you the balance of this. I'm going to talk for a moment because going back to the early 70s, they simply said, the sodomites simply said they wanted to be left alone. Now they're saying they want to have priority and precedence, even though they make up less than 1% of the American population. They're saying we're going to force the churches, force the Christians, we're going to force the conservatives and the patriots to not just look at and embrace, but to celebrate their sodomite lifestyle. God says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 and 10, that they're all going to hell. All the sodomites are going to hell unless they repent. Ladies and gentlemen, God doesn't embrace it. God doesn't celebrate it. And I don't think we should as a Christian, as conservatives, and as citizens. This article goes on. In a social media post, the transgender says it threatened to kill Nancy Mace. Goes on to say, he said in the video post on Instagram, Congresswoman Nancy Mace, I do hope that one day I find you in the woman's bathroom and I grab your ratty-looking hair, drag you face down to the floor while I repeatedly bash your face in the blood everywhere until you're dead, end quote. Further, it says, I think that we should just come together and murder everyone. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the mindset. That is the demonic mindset of those in that category of sexual dysphoria that somehow, some way believe that they can have their DNA changed by some sexual transformation. God created male and female. God didn't make a mistake. God didn't make an error. And contrary to the sodomites harping all of these years that God made them that way, no, he didn't. When anyone that believes that and says that, they're saying they're spitting in God's face and say God made an error, that God didn't create individuals, male and female. I'm going to read another headline and two paragraphs, and then we'll take our next caller. This article headline, Until the Blood's Everywhere and You're Dead, Trans Activist Threatens to Murder Congresswoman Nancy Mace. The war has been sparked by the pending arrival of U.S. Representative Sarah McBride, a Delaware Democrat who was born Tim McBride, but now styles herself as a woman. Sarah McBride doesn't get to say anything about this, Nancy Mace says. This is a biological man trying to force himself into women's spaces, women's restrooms, and I'm not going to tolerate it, Nancy Mace says, end quote. Her plan would adjust the House rules to prohibit any man who says he's a woman from using the women's bathroom and other facilities on Capitol Hill. House Speaker Mike Johnson admitted it's a brand new problem for Congress and then said it will be addressed in a deliberate fashion and members' consensus on it will be to accommodate the needs of every single person. Marjorie Taylor Greene came into the picture. She said, there's a man pretending to be a woman coming into Congress in January who expects to use the same restroom as little girls visiting the Capitol. I consider it an assault from a man to charge into places that are designated specifically for women. Restrooms are places where women are vulnerable. It's mentally ill for a man to think he should be allowed to go into a woman's restroom, end quote. I say kudos from Audrey Taylor Greene. She's brazen enough, brass enough to take a stand and say what is right, sometimes without the, the dignity that I think should be. But nevertheless, I commend her. I believe I have a caller on the line. Give me the question or comment, please. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, Dr.
Hello?
Young.
You need to turn the radio off or down.
To ask a question.
Yes, go ahead.
From my grandmother.
I cannot understand you. There's still major interference with your conversation. Are you there? We lost our caller. As you call, if I can remind you of this, as you call, turn the radio off or turn the radio down. It causes an echo chamber, and we cannot have a discussion then. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at another headline. Republicans' efforts to block first transgender House member from using women's bathrooms brings campaign issue to the Capitol. On one side of the Capitol, Republican Nancy Mace vowed to stand in the way of Democratic representative-elect Sarah McBride, the first out transgender woman elected to Congress using the women's bathroom at Capitol Hill. Transgender rights and how politicians talk about them became a divisive issue that pre-election Donald Trump emphasized as he closes the presidential campaign, and Republican lawmakers are picking up the baton to carry the culture war forward on Capitol Hill. It goes further then in saying Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia took the rhetoric further, threatening violence against McBride if she enters a woman's bathroom and calling the congressman-elect mentally ill. It will come down to the House Speaker Johnson, who says to square the devout religious beliefs with the demands from the base that a person's sex assigned at birth determines the bathroom access that they can have. A man is a man, a woman is a woman, and a man cannot be a woman, the Louisiana Republican told representatives and the reporters on Tuesday. Ladies and gentlemen, I commend those that are taking a stand for morals and ethics and values. And yet we find those on the left, the Marxist media and the Socialist Marxist Communist Democratic Party, hair on fire, that somehow, some way, feeling that they've got to do something to force the changes to allow that to take place. Ladies and gentlemen, it is very, very clear in the biblical record, and I'll turn to that and just talk about it. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 and 10, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor adulterers, nor adulterers, nor the effeminate, nor the abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. Now listen, ladies and gentlemen, I didn't set that standard, God did. I didn't set that standard. It's God's word that says it. God's word says that if you're listening today and you fall into the category or you want to embrace or celebrate the sodomite lifestyle with others and say that it's okay, listen, the Bible warns that there's a place called hell that God will commend you to if you live that life and die in that lifestyle. There's the need for those that are in that lifestyle today to say yes to Jesus Christ and allow the modification of the change, the revolutionary change, to take place in your life. It's an impossibility for a person to say, I'm a Christian and I believe that that's okay. Now I'm looking at that text, and it talks about fornicators, adulterers, adulterers, effeminate, abusers of self with mankind, thieves, coveters, drunkards, revilers, extortioners. The Bible says they will all inherit that place called hell. It's the loose likes lost liberals today that would have you to believe that somehow, some way, God's word is not relevant, and somehow, some way, you can traverse God's word and make things happen the way you want it, and it'll be okay. I'm looking at a headline again. House Republicans signal support, I commend them for this, support for the proposal to ban restroom access for the first transgender member. House Speaker Mike Johnson signaled support Tuesday for a Republican effort to ban Democrat Sarah McBride, the first transgender person to be elected to Congress, from using the women's restroom in the Capitol after she's sworn in next year. Quote, we're not going to have men and women's bathrooms, House Speaker Mike Johnson told the Associated Press. Further, he says, I've been consistent about this with anyone that I've talked with about it. Johnson earlier in the day emphasized the need to treat all persons with dignity and respect, adding, this is an issue that Congress has never had to address before, but we're going to do so in deliberate fashion. And then's when he makes the statement that God created male and female, and a man can't be a woman, or a woman can't be a man. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're witnessing the onset of major revolution that's still before us. We're going to find between now and January the 20th, when President Trump is to be formally celebrated as president, when the inauguration takes place. We're going to find between now and then major, major demons coming out of the woodwork trying to tear down and destroy and prevent his appointment of the cabinet that he needs. We're going to find many on the left claiming that somehow, some way, Trump is a revolutionary, that somehow Trump is a Hitler, that Trump is trying to destroy America's democracy, as they've claimed even before the election. But ladies and gentlemen, I believe that we need to recognize that somehow, some way, God is placing him in a position that he will be able to make some changes for America. And I believe, ladies and gentlemen, we're witnessing sports figures and coaches and female sports and even conservatives and legislators now standing up and openly saying there will be no males in female restrooms, bathrooms, locker rooms, et cetera, et cetera. And I believe that's a commendable position. I believe that it's needful and necessary, and I'm thankful that it's taking place through the election of Donald J. Trump. Here's something that I believe needs to take place. I touched on it on previous broadcasts. Headline says, recess appointments eyed to speed up the confirmation of Trump's cabinet picks. Donald Trump is facing opposition in some corners over key hires he has announced ahead of his return to the White House. Though some Republican president-elect's personnel decisions are immediate, many must go through the further vetting. But Trump is reportedly looking into a clause in the U.S. Constitution that allows a president to unilaterally appoint nominees in the Senate when it is not in session. Ladies and gentlemen, the bottom line is Article 2 of our Constitution gives the U.S. president the authority to do recess appointments. Those recess appointments can be up to 2 years, and I believe that the real latitude and ability that we have with Trump in office, even though he's elected for 4 years, I believe the first 2 years is going to be the cream of the crop as to what we can get accomplished. And I believe those appointments need to be done by recess appointments and not going through the vetting process. I believe that all of the screaming and hollering that you're hearing about Matt Gaetz, the screaming and hollering you're hearing about Pete Hegseth and about Tom Holman, the head of the border, I believe that all of this screaming and hollering is because the left, the socialist Marxist media, and the communist left realize that their day is numbered. Their days are numbered. They can no longer be king of the hill making the decision. That President Trump, as the old cliche goes, the new sheriff's in town. And I believe the new sheriff will have to have the backing of the people, the prayer of the people. We need to pray for Trump that God will give him wisdom, protection, and strength to carry out the task that we, the people, have elected him to do. I believe it's our opportunity with the second intervention of God putting President Donald Trump in office. So pray for his safety. Pray for his wisdom. Pray that God will continue to use him. And pray that those that he appoints will carry out the task that God will have carried out. Ladies and gentlemen, we're delighted that you joined us today on Let's Face the Issues. Looking forward to meeting you once again tomorrow as we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Tune in tonight at 11 for a replay of today's Let's Face the Issues broadcast on WBOB AM 600 and 101.1 FM. On 91.7 FM, we talk about God's good news.
You're listening to The Truth.
Praise the Lord. 600 Bibles on their way. 600.